Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning. Say good morning, Anthony. Go ahead.
Anthony, you spoke about all the laws in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what country you go to, I would like to ask you a question. Where does the law of God fit into all this? And that's all I want to say to you.
Well, let him.
Anthony.
Let him. Well, hold on. Don't just put a question to him and then disappear, Elizabeth. Stay there and let
Stephen, I can barely hear you.
Well, let's let Anthony reply to you.
I can't hear you, Stephen.
You can't hear me at all.
You're very way in the distance.
Well, try to hear. Go ahead, Anthony.
Well, Stephen, I have no problem when it comes to talking about the whole God side of things because, you know, and I don't mean to sound patronizing to anyone with a religious view from Northern Ireland, but, you know, I wasn't just a Sunday Christian. I didn't grow up and go to church on a Sunday. I went away for 7 years and actively put my hand in the dirt and worked and did what was God's work, you know, and at the end of the day, I felt like religiously for me, the Bible made a very specific point about me trying to define my own relationship with God. And after 7 years of putting my spirituality before my sexuality, I came to the conclusion that God made me this way and that there was nothing more than God wanted for me than to have peace.
Anthony, excuse me, God did not make you that way. God does not create anything imperfect. That didn't happen from God. It happened perhaps at birth or during your pregnancy, your mother's pregnancy. God did not create you the way you want to be. And Stephen, I'm sorry, that's all I've got to say about it. And I'm not just a religious woman from Northern Ireland.
So you speak for God now, Elizabeth, do you?
No. I am telling you what is God's law. I don't speak for God. God bless us, I couldn't speak for God.
Okay.
I have to look within myself before I you know. But he described me as a religious woman from Northern Ireland. There's religious people all over the world who disagree with where he is. And no matter how many countries he goes to be allowed to marry another man, he's still going against the law of God. And this is what I can't understand. If he had a spiritual relationship with God, I really don't understand that.
Is it for you to question his relationship with God?
It's not for me to question anybody or to judge anybody. I'm just asking him the question, and I want him to think about it.
Anthony?
Well, that's definitely not the first time the question has been put to me, and I will always say this. I generally don't mind getting into, you know, conversations like this that do come around a religious element, but like I said, for me, it's not my place to turn around and tell people how I have peace with what the way I live my life or what I do. And a lot of people might make presumptions about me because I say that I'm a gay man, that, you know, I partake in what, you know, a religious community would view as being, you know, a sodomite lifestyle. You know, that's not the way I live, but I just ask these people who, you know, are very, very quick to judge, you know, to maybe we weigh up in the Bible the amount of verses that says about judging people compared to the amount it says about homosexuality.
Anthony, I am not judging you. I am not judging you. I am asking you. I am asking you.
It's very, very easy to say. It's very easy to come out with statements against people and then cover it with, I'm not judging you, I just want you to think. And I agree with you. You know what? Thank you very much for your input, and I will definitely think about it because I'm not the type of person that would turn my back, you know, on anyone.
Well, I thank God for that. But I'm not judging you because I couldn't judge anybody.
You described them as imperfect.
Yeah, I'm imperfect. I'm not perfect, Stephen. None of us are perfect.
Okay, Elizabeth.
But I try my best to keep the laws of God.